said early in the off season you were gonna throw a lot of the like route concepts at the guys in the receiving group and see what they could handle and then decide to go forward. Were you able to do as much as you wanted to hold it up to this point with that?
Yes. Yeah, I'd say that we have. Obviously, you know, Kenny is getting up to speed on some of that stuff. But, you know, I thought in the New England game, you know, having played against those guys so often, we had to take and use all of our adjustments. And, you know, I thought we threw the ball all right in that game. And, you know, we'll continue with Kenny, getting him up to speed with that. And, you know, the more plays he can get, you know, like yesterday he had 34 plays in practice, which I think, you know, definitely will help him. But we've eliminated some plays that we thought may fit us but didn't fit us, but we haven't done anything as far as pulling back on the options.
So that is that a process, too, that, you know, it'll kind of refine itself and get better then in terms of guys' recognition and whatnot as the season goes along typically?
Well, it just some plays, you know, you got five guys that are involved in say, in the passing game,
right.
Okay? And certain plays will fit them and certain plays won't, whether it's the receiver, whether it's a quarterback, and you eliminate them. I mean, we have a playbook that has, you know, 500 pages in it, and we can't use all of those plays, so we will eliminate. And we do the same thing in the run game. You know, there's certain things or certain matchups on a particular week that, hey, you know, we really don't match up well here, so we're better off not having that play in this particular week.
Are there routes that Kenny isn't able to run yet because of his knee?
No, I wouldn't say that. I'd say that, you know, we're conscious of certain routes that will put a stress on that that leg, and we try to keep them to a minimum and continue to build and give him routes that he feels comfortable with.
Was he in the slot pretty much all last week? I mean, did you anticipate getting him on the outside this week more?
Did the people in Detroit ask you that question? do you want me to answer that for them? Or
he was slot, what? Not
they don't have film what we're doing this week, do they?
No, but he's asking about Sunday.
He had, I guess, 19.
Well, if I answer that, isn't that telling him what we're doing?
No, I told you what they did, what you did.
No,
he
already
told
me. He's
asking what he did, what are they doing this week?
At least I'm listening to him, you know. I mean, Here we go.
Is he most dangerous, though, when he's outside in space? Is that a way you got to find to
He's a good player. I mean, he's good inside. He's good outside. I mean, he's a good player. I mean, now, obviously, you would like to take and deploy him in a situation where he would be singled up as much as you can. But when you put him out there in a single, defensively, it's pretty easy to double him in that deal. Now, you put him in the slot and you put Kendall there, okay, who are you going to double? You know, those, you know, you just try to move him around where you're looking for a matchup where you gain an advantage.
Speaking of the receiver situation there, I guess, is this week kind of a nice chemistry problem for you? You finally got all four of your main guys healthy?
That's one of the things that I'm encouraged by, that, you know, we're still, you know, building and getting down. You know, how many times have Jake and any of the guys worked together with Kenny? So, you know, I think the more we can do that, that you say to yourself, hey, we just keep working and keep going, and, you know, there's signs that we can get better. Now, even as poorly as we played in the San Diego game, there are plays there that when we executed them properly, we got good chunks out of it. So from a coaching standpoint, you're encouraged by that.
You know, you'd like him to get to the second level untouched all the time. What's a reasonable amount of times for Chris to be able to get there where the first defender has to be as a linebacker or somebody in the secondary? It seems like the stats indicate yards after contact are minimal, which indicates the contact's coming from linemen, not linebackers.
Well, you know, we went into the game last week where we had some plays, and unfortunately the game got out of balance, and we couldn't get him to – we had some plays that we were going to try to get him out in the open, and we just never had a chance to get to them. So, obviously, that's what we're trying to do with him, and that fits his style.
Do you think of throws to him once in a while as long handoffs?
Well, yeah. I mean, like our first game, he had 6 catches for 47 yards. I mean that's a good chunk of yardage, and if we can continue to get that from him, we'd be very pleased.
And I know everyone's kind of said that the problem is it's a combination of a bunch of things or why the running game's not working. What has been the problem, I guess, consistently been the biggest problem in the run game? Where have the breakdowns come?
Inconsistency.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's plays where, you know, you say, hey, we got some yardage here, and then you got one guy that breaks down and all the other guys are in good shape. So, you know, those things, it's like baseball. I mean, you get up and you hit the ball hard, but you hit it at someone. And we just have to stay on the field. I think our biggest problem is we don't stay on the field and we don't get enough reps and to expose our whole offense and see what we're truly all about.
That one guy,
Hutchinson, still playing at the level that he did.
Yeah, I'm very pleased with him. Okay. He's doing a nice job.
How about Leroy?
Leroy's doing a good job. He's doing a good job.
How about Blasco?
He's done a good job. I mean, you know, now, hey, they're going to have plays where they break down. I know this. When I get the grade sheets, there's nobody that's you know, you say, hey, we want to replace that guy. You know, it's, you know. And the other thing, we are what we are, and, you know, we're doing a good job in the pass pro and our protection. You know, everybody has a trait that is either a strength or a weakness, and you try to play to those strengths.
That one guy who's making the mistake that undoes a run play, that's the same conversation we were having all last year, right? And it was supposed to be solved by an offseason together. And so yeah. What hasn't happened?
We just haven't had the consistency. You know, it's a matchup game, okay? It's not 5-on-4 or 5-on-5. It's a matchup game. And you got to realize that the defensive guys are going to dictate to you what you can and can't do. And, you know, no one wants anybody to run the ball on them. Now, that being said, we have to find ways to run the ball.
What are some things you're seeing on third downs that you guys can do better in terms of conversion?
We've got to have a more manageable third down. I mean, you look at the third and longs, I mean, we're majoring in it. And that comes back from first and second down not being in a situation where you're third and five. Third and five, you know, your percentages go up. And that's what we have to have, you know, more of them and not be third and nine, third and 10, third and eight, you know, all of those long yardage situations.
Can CJ be used in the same way that Niners used Frank Gore last week with the tight end coming over in trap plays? Looked like it was real successful for them in those situations.
You know, if you ask me what San Francisco does, they run power. I mean, they are built to run the power. You can put 12 guys up there. You know, they think they could be playing in Canada. They're still going to have run the power. I mean, they run power every way you can think of, unbalanced, and that's their forte. And the size of their line allows them to do that. And that's what they're majoring in right now.
See, it seemed like Jake was a little more off target Sunday than he was maybe in the week before. Was that a result of him maybe just not setting himself, getting a little sloppy with his mechanics, or did that show up on tape to you as well? He maybe
we were inconsistent. You know, his percentage was not as good as the New England game, and you know, we have to get better in that area. We have to throw the ball in the right spots, and receivers have to run the right routes. And those are things that we'll continue to get better in. And as we continue to work everybody into their final position.
When you see Sue and Vannon Bosch and all those guys up front, I mean, how is that challenge compared to what you see in the first couple of weeks?
They're an excellent front seven. You know, they get after you. They're good players. They're very strong inside. They're built up front to get to the quarterback before you can get too much work done in the secondary. And, you know, that'll be a tall challenge for us this week.
Curious to your take on the Taylor Thompson almost catch of last week. Is that more on Taylor, more on Jake, or what was your...
You know, like I said earlier, every time he does something for the first time, it's at the highest level. And normally we struggle with it the first time, and then he makes it corrected the second time. And, you know, I don't know how many times, you know, as a coach, you sit there and you say to yourself, okay, how many times did we get him wide open down the field at practice and we throw a ball like that? And I have to say, as a coach, we never did that. You know, never unfolded. So I take the blame for that, that we never exposed the player to that. And, you know, I've been in the business a long time, and you come up with things and you say, hey, you know, we got to work out where this guy is down there by himself with nobody around him. Jake throws him the ball and he's got to track it. Now, you may say that's, you know, silly, but it's something that as a coach, if you had done that in practice, you say, well, he's got to make the play. As a coach, we didn't do that. That situation never came up. So I'll take the blame for that.
I mean, in a perfect world, does he keep running as opposed to turning his back like that and center fielding?
I know in baseball, it's a lot easier to come in than go back. And I think when you're backtracking like that, that's hard. You got to turn and sprint back like it's a punt and catch it. And, you know, and the unfortunate thing is there you had a chance to get back in the game, and we didn't make a play. And when I say get back in the game, you're down a touchdown, and, you give your team some hope that momentum may be changing. That's what we have to do. We have to make some of those plays.
Thank you.